Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Hour number two, and this is Rich Sheeban from Montana, broadcasting from Northwest Montana. And the reason why I'm here is because Gwyneth Isaacs had a horseback riding accident. And for those of you who want to wish her well, you can contact Vincent at instructor at usaprepares.com. That's instructor at usaprepares.com. And before the break, I was getting into talking about gardening because you heard me many times talk about food, water, shelter, and energy and doing as much of that as you can and being as self-sufficient as you can. So I'm just going to start rattling off more information, more things that I've discovered and learned and read about over the years. And for those of you who live in urban, suburban America, those of you who buy land that were old pastures, you got to watch out for a lot of the poisons, from heavy metals in the soil to mechanical and chemical stuff in the pastures like glyphosate. It destroys the nutrients. You need nutrients. That's where you're, when you eat all these pretty vegetables, you're not getting nutrients from necessarily the pretty vegetables. You need the nutrients in the soil to be transferred to these pretty vegetables for you to get the benefits, the health benefits. And when you're in urban, suburban areas, a lot of your watering, just like going to a restaurant, and I go to restaurants now and then, don't get me wrong, but municipal water has fluoride, has chlorine, has pharmaceutical drugs, has many different chemicals and poisons in it. So you got to think about all that stuff. You got to think about organic. You got to think about recycling. That's why I talk about composting, because nothing goes to waste. Eggshells, radish tops, carrot tops, banana peels, coffee grounds, tomato stems, everything that we don't give to the dogs, the goats, or the chickens, which those three eat a lot of different stuff, trust me, goes into the compost. We are probably more green living this way than 99.9% of Americans in the lower 48. I mean, I even, when we take a bath, we literally use the gray water to reflush the toilet with a bucket because I don't have, I live in a dry log cabin. So everything is done kind of from scratch. We relearn the old 19th century skills, but we dovetail them with 21st century technology. And that's one, hopefully I'll have time to talk about living with the solar array, living off grid. So going back to, let's talk about greenhouses for a moment. I'm looking out my window here. Now, I have a polycarbonate greenhouse. It was professionally built. It cost a few thousand dollars. Trust me, like about $6,000. It's probably close to double that now. And I built another greenhouse, which I called the old jalopy. It's almost 40 feet long, and I put a ridge pole on it, and then I put cattle panels over it. And I put a little wire. You don't need a lot of wire because wire has a memory. Okay, so when you bend those cattle panels, they stay put. So I put 16-foot-long cattle panels over a ridge pole, and then I purchased online UV-treated plastic. It's got to be UV-treated or else it won't last. The sun will eat it up. So I have kind of an upside-down U. See, I have have, and then I put my fence around that. I put my raised bed gardens before I did my fencing, so I could access more things. Now, after I did have fencing up, did I do some expansion in the garden? Yes. But my initial plans, I did the fencing last because I have tons of deer. I got occasional bear, actually a lot of bear. Moose, elk come through. If I didn't have a 10-foot fence, I wouldn't have a garden. Okay? That's just the way it goes. And I want to reiterate the importance of heirloom and open pollinated seeds. Do not buy the Monsanto kind of seeds. Don't buy those sterile seeds, because if the crapper hits the fan, you want to be able to have self-propagation. Like my spinach, okay? I have like half-inch spinach already coming up, okay, that has germinated from late fall and even through the winter, because we're not even having winters anymore. I got like only in some areas, not on my southern slopes, I got maybe 1/8 of an inch of snow, maybe. I mean, last year we didn't have a winter. This year we've had so much rain. We've had highs in the 30s and 40s. It's crazy. I mean, we're not even having winter anymore. This is insane. So think about heirloom seeds. I'm going to give you three sources, seedsofchange.com. Now, I haven't verified if they're still in business. You're going to have to do that. Seedsofchange.com. Then there's Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. I know they're still in business, and that's www.rareseeds.com. Rareseeds.com. And then Native Seed Search, which is nativeseeds.org. So those are three sources that I've used in the past. You're going to have to verify to see if they're still in business, because the powers that be want to eliminate self-sufficiency. They want to put so many different regulations in there that makes you sell out where you have no choice. So you need to think heirloom. Think about using, like, even a second-year carrot. And I didn't know all this. I either read it, I researched, or I asked people questions. That's how you learn, right? So like a second-year carrot, you let go to seed, and then you sprinkle it all over your garden. You got volunteer carrots all over the place. It works. Okay, a lot of what I grow, I just let self-seed, especially the leafy greens. I have some heirloom lettuces that I do the same thing. They just pop up, and I make sure that it has the ability to get the seed to a certain maturity so it germinates, and it works wonderful. As far as tomatoes, for those of you who are into tomatoes, I use a Brandywine, which is an heirloom tomato. It's probably one of the longest to mature. People say, why do you use a Brandywine tomato? Because Montana's got shorter growing seasons. With a greenhouse, you get like 2-3 weeks on each side of your growing season. I've picked tomatoes in November. It's rare, but I've picked them. And I start everything from seed inside my cabin, right next to the wood stove. And as soon as they germinate, I put them in the solarium, where it's heated with convection from the cabin, and they get full sun. And it's facing south, southeast. So the Brandywine tomato is a huge tomato. Sometimes I've picked tomatoes where it's double the size of my fist. Okay? That's a pretty big tomato. And when you, just a little hint, I'm kind of going all over the place here. I want to give you as much information as possible. When you start your starts, when you germinate your seeds, and then you put them by a windowsill on a southern slope where there's a window, or a solarium, or a heated greenhouse, you got to make sure you harden them for at least 10 days. So you take them in the beginning of the morning when frost has subsided, put them outside, and leave them out there until the evening. And you bring them in and out for 10 days, and that hardens the little baby plants. So a lot of people also measure their soil pH. It's not a bad idea. I've done it once or twice. I just know what kind of organic stuff, whether it be fertilizer or what I make here, you know, it could be your, you know, potash, phosphate, calcium. I mean, there's so much stuff that you could add to your garden, and it depends also on if is it in the greenhouse, is it outside, what vegetables you're putting in that spot. You have to do all the research and reading and ask the questions to find out, because you want to concentrate on plants that you consume that are immune stimulants, that fight cancer, tumors, that create a homeostasis in the body, okay? So, you know, like broccoli and cabbages and the Brussels sprouts, the asparagus, the garlic, the onions, the peppers, the horseradish, all this stuff. And I grow most of the stuff here. Horseradish in Montana grows phenomenally well. There's so many things that you could do. And as far as teaching kids, I give tons of tours, whether it be for the garden or edible medicinal plants. What are we teaching our kids today? We're teaching them to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. Don't offend somebody, but we're not teaching them how to live. We're not giving them skill sets. Teach them how to affect your immune system in a positive way. Think about how many people you know who are taking pharmaceutical drugs for inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, cancer, and tumors, all related to the immune system. Think about the glyphosate that I just talked about. That's the main ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup. I know they don't go by Monsanto anymore because Bayer bought them out. But it's linked to so many problems, and I mean glyphosate. Some of the problems just off the top of my head are stomach and bowel problems, indigestion, ulcers, colitis, gluten intolerance, sleeplessness, lethargy, depression, Crohn's disease, allergies, obesity, infertility, liver disease, renal failure, autism, Alzheimer's, endocrine disruptions. And the World Health Organization not that long ago announced that glyphosate was a carcinogen. And they're not your buddies. So you got to think about all this to affect your immune system in a positive way. Now, let me go back to my examples on how I practice what I preach and I tell you to regarding certain things. Think basics: food, water, shelter, and energy. Now, when you think about shelter, think about low interest. Think about not defaulting on your loan. Think about having privacy. Think about end of road. Think about having a garden. Think about raising animals, maybe hunting and fishing. Think about all this stuff. When it comes to energy, think about off-grid. Think about the ill effects and a lack of privacy from smart meters, where they can literally, if you don't take a vaccine or do what they say, they can shut off your power and your water with a smart meter by pushing a button in their home office. Think about all this stuff, building skill sets, self-sufficiency. Think about a lifestyle, because this really is a lifestyle. Now, I'm going to go into alternative. Before I go into that, maybe I should talk a little bit, since I was talking about gardening, I want to mention a couple things regarding edible and medicinal plants. I want you to think about toxicity. I want you to think about palatability. I want you to think about, could it be an emetic, a laxative? Does it affect your kidney or your liver? You got to think about all this stuff. Because when people say that a child can go out and pick edible and medicinal plants, no. You have to know what you're doing. You have to read and research to take experience, because it could be dangerous. I'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everyone. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince and Gwyneth. And I'm going to mention a few things, that, as I did start before the break, about edible medicinal plants. You better know what you're doing, okay? You just don't go out in your backyard or go out in the woods and pick stuff. It's very, very dangerous. Is it a disclaimer? Yes. Is it truth? Yes. So I'm just going to talk about some of the things that I do regarding that. Maybe I'll mention a few plants that I pick and I give tours on. I have about probably 70 edible medicinal plants just on my property alone. I probably have 10 wild berries. I have wild strawberries, raspberries, Oregon grape, currant, gooseberries, service berries, choke cherries. And my service berries and choke cherries I actually cultivate in a fence around my garden area. So it's basically emergency food, and it really attracts the bird because I'm really into ornithology. It's all about nature. Hawthorn berries, kinnikinick berries, buffalo berry, and that's just here. That's just right here in the valley. If you go up in the woods, you can get huckleberry and more stuff as well. I like to eat a lot of things raw because that keeps the enzymes intact, because once you cook foods over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you destroy the nutrition, the enzymes, which are so important. I'll harvest asparagus wild, even though I grow it in my garden. It's a huge immune stimulant. It's a diuretic. It reduces gout and other arthritic conditions. And because it's an immune stimulant, it fights cancers and tumors. I harvest the inner bark of birch, which reduces inflammation and pain. When you get the benefit of butyllin and pancreatic functions. And I usually do that when I harvest chaga, which is a wild mushroom in the middle of winter. I will harvest it because that's when it's the strongest. I also harvest burdock. It's very healing. It's the root is used as food. It's a blood purification. It's an anti-inflammatory. It eliminates or reduces uric acid. There's so much. I mean, I could do five shows on this. Dandelion. For those of you who harvest dandelion, you know, it's got vitamin A and vitamin C. It's a great additive to your salad. The thing is, and here's another disclaimer, whether it be your property, a neighbor's property, a farm, a buffer zone, along a roadside, you need to do your due diligence. You need to make sure that there hasn't been spray or poison of any kind in that area. And it's very important to do that. Fireweed. I let fireweed grow wild in my garden. I cut it, and even in my greenhouse. When it starts to seed, it's a very thick seed. I wonder if you can almost weave it into some type of clothing. It's so thick and beautiful. It's almost like silk. But fireweed is very edible, and you can eat the flowers, you can eat the leaves, the roots. And I often harvest young fireweed and eat it like poor man's asparagus when it starts shooting up, and I'll put the leaves in my salad as well. Also, you know, for those of you who have a garden, I remember this from New York, lamb's quarter. You know, it has pig's ears. It's got like five different names, okay? A lot of it's slang, but I add it to salads all the time. Just don't add the seeds because that's semi-toxic. It's got vitamin C. It's got calcium. It's very healthy, very delicious. I also harvest purslane out of the garden, red clover. I got red clover, especially late summer, early fall. It fights cancers and tumors. It's an anti-inflammatory. There's so many. Oh, I just don't have the time to talk about it all. Wild violet. It's hard to harvest it because it's so beautiful, but you can eat everything. I don't think there's anything wild in the violet family that is not edible, just so you know. Sheep sorrel, okay, it's like an arrow-shaped leaf. It's got vitamin A and C. It's part of the ASIAC formula with burdock, and it's considered mostly an herb, but it's a leaf that you can fight the immune system with. I also harvest strawberry or raspberry blight, depending on which book you look at. It's related to spinach, and you can eat it in small quantities, add it to salad. It's got vitamin B, C, iron, calcium. It fights cancers and tumors. When I'm out in the woods hunting, I'm often picking kinnikinick, Oregon grape. Kinnikinick is, I live here in the Tobacco Valley. The Indians used to make that part of their tobacco concoction. And it's got a red berry that's very pithy, but it's very edible. It's not at the top of people's list for edibility, but it'll save your life. I eat oxeye daisy, raw or cooked. It's considered a weed, but you eat it early, it's very delicious.
Insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul calls President Trump's impeachment trial dead on arrival after 45 GOP senators vote against it.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
The Kentucky Republican senator goes on to say, "This vote indicates it's over. The trial is all over," end quote. The lower house of Russian parliament on Wednesday quickly approved the START agreement with the United States days before it was set to expire. The State Duma voted unanimously to extend the new START treaty for 5 years. The vote came a day after a phone call between U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sports writers in America decide who gets into Cooperstown and enshrine into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame and who doesn't. This year, many writers left their ballots blank, causing quite the stir. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sportscaster Bob Costas weighs in on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I'm going to let all of them twist in the wind until the very last year of eligibility. That'll be my semi-protest. And regarding Schilling, whose credentials are unquestioned, I would have thought, absent any other controversy, he would have been in long ago. I was talking to Al Michaels earlier. Al talked his way into the Hall of Fame, in effect. Curt Schilling may have talked and tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. As usual, as the show, the broadcast winds down, I end up talking faster and making more shortcuts. I apologize for that, but there's so many things to talk about, whether it be current news, off-grid living, finance, economics, political correctness. It's just overwhelming, and I almost have to pick and choose and shortcut my shortcuts to get out enough information for you guys. I'm going to talk a little bit about energy. The reason is because we need to all get away from this politically correct mentality, this follower, cookie cutter, subdivision theory. You know, why do you think the CPI is exempt from food and energy measurements? There's a reason for that. You know, know, 50, all this talk about, oh, electric cars, electric this, electric that, it's cleaner. Well, half of our electricity comes from coal. What do you think Joe Biden's doing to coal? How about EPA regulations? Are they going to favor the little guy? No. The pipeline just got canceled. Who's that going to hurt? The big guy or the little guy? I don't have to answer this because you guys know the answer. China, as per Biden, now has part of our grid control. What do you think is going to happen to access, to prices? You know the information. You got to start thinking outside the box and not just talk outside the box, but live outside the box because options are not going to be there. So I love wood heat. I bought enough land that I can harvest enough wood, and it's warmer. It's more efficient, has better BTUs. It just feels better, and I get to do a little exercise and a little elbow grease by harvesting firewood on my own property. And if you're close to government property like National Forest Service, that's another way to go, but it's totally up to you. And I use, I'm going to talk about my equipment. I use 6-volt batteries. I wire them together, so they're T105s. They're the simplest, cheapest battery out there. $1,500, folks. And I get minimum 8 years of voltage and amperage storage for $1,500. I've spent $1,500 on a weekend. This isn't hard. You just have to do a little reading and research. And where I get the, how I do this is I have 225 amp hours. So each battery is wired in three strings of four. So that's how you get the unit of measure of amp hours. 225 times three is 675 amp hours. So I really have kind of a small system compared to most people. I have a 110 volt inverter charger. And I got to say, I started with no skills on this. I had no skills, no information about alternative energy. I had to do my own reading and research. And I saw where things are going. I saw that people weren't going to get jobs based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, but political correctness and what group you're in. I saw laws being in favor of the big guy and not helping out the little guy. I see the powers that be wanting depopulation, eliminating opportunities and options. So I have slowly moved towards a more of a self-sufficient lifestyle. Now, think about what happened in Hurricane Katrina. And there's been many, you know, whether it be volcanoes blowing up, it doesn't matter. Think about all the people that were left without food, water, and shelter and plans because of Mother Nature. Stuff happens. And it could be the powers that be eliminate commerce, crash the economy, which they've been trying to do for a few years now. So you got to think about survival mode. You got to think about uncontaminated food, water. You got to think about self-defense. You got to think about getting away from the masses of people. You got to think about eliminating smart businesses or smart, anything smart, smart meters, okay? Anything smart, exchange that for the word spy. If you have a smart meter on your house, the powers that be can shut down your power and water right as quickly as you can snap your fingers. So think about all the things you need for alternative energy tools. Batteries, solar panels, solar controller, a trimetric, a DC disconnector, an inverted charger, and a generator all wired in unison. That's how I do it. Now I want you to think about the benefits of the cost. Even if you're using gasoline in a generator and you need to supplement, you know, it's still so much cheaper than being on the grid. Not just bringing your power to you, but they charge you with a monthly fee on top of it. And then they can shut you down with that smart meter. Think about the proper cable sizing that connects, you know, meaning the diameter and the length, because you want to consider that for safety and efficient operation. So the larger diameter cables, in other words, the smaller AWG number, will have less voltage drop, and it's also more efficient for transferring power to and from the batteries. Because if your cable is undersized where the diameter is too small, you can have overheating, you can have fire danger, and you got to think about all that. You got to think of the diameter, the cable length, all that has to be a consideration. Now, there's many different types of batteries today. I use a lead-acid battery, okay, and that's probably the most popular, but they've got silicon salts, they've got lithium batteries, sealed batteries, AGM batteries. So I've been off-grid for over 13 years, and my stuff is so simple but so obsolete, but it works. And you got to think of what works best for you. So most people recognize lead-acid battery because it's their car battery or the pickup truck battery. Well, these vehicles are designed to supply large amounts of electricity in short bursts. In other words, your car battery can supply a certain amount of current in a short amount of time if the battery is shallow cycled. I use deep cycle. Off-grid people use deep cycle when they're talking lead-acid battery. So that type of battery is what I use for my alternative energy storage, storing volts, storing amps. So the deep cycle battery is not meant to supply a large amount of amps in a short period of time, but instead to supply a moderate amount of amps for a long period of time. And that's what most off-grid power sources uses. Now, again, you could use silicon salt. Silicon salt is a Chinese battery. It's got a lot of advantages. It's probably a longer shelf life. It's new. It can handle below freezing temperatures without having to warm up. You don't have to. It's a sealed battery, so you don't have to do any maintenance. It's all up to you. You know, there's AGM batteries. There's gel cell batteries. They're like lead-acid batteries, except the electrical light is typically not a liquid. There's nickel-iron batteries, which is a high-energy density battery. And sometimes they have lifetime guarantees, but they can be challenging to use in cool temperatures like the Northern Rockies here in Montana, because the battery typically needs to be in temperatures no lower than 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Even though my battery room is insulated, I make sure that, you know, I don't have to worry about it getting below 45 degrees. And batteries work probably most optimum around 70, 77 degrees. So I'm just trying to give as much information as possible. I know people who live with industrial-sized batteries that have typically a 20-year shelf life, but they cost over $1,000 each. One example is called the L16s, and they're probably one of the smallest of the industrial size batteries. But my little T105s, my Trojan 105s, cost me $1,500 for a minimum 8-year shelf life. So if I break it down, I mean, think about that. It's like $13 a month if it lasts, say, 10 years. That's why I said minimum 8 years. It works. It's easy. So most people typically used non-sealed lead-acid batteries because it's not as hard as you think for their alternative power. And I mean that there's needs for maintenance, but some people check the electrolytes, the water levels. I do that about once a month, not so much in the winter because I don't use the electrolytes as much, maybe every 2 months in the winter. Use distilled water and into each cell. Some people take specific gravity readings with a hydrometer. I've done that years ago, but I've been living off-grid for so long, I don't need to do it. Plus, batteries are so cheap. So these hydrometers, they measure specific gravity, which is basically a measurement of density of a liquid. I don't feel the need to do that because I've been doing this for so long. So if you can keep your room, your battery room, in that mid-70s range, and you don't have to. It's just that's when they work the best. So at higher temperatures, they'll outperform their ratings, but they're also going to have a shorter shelf life. So in the wintertime, my batteries have an ambient temperature of about 40 degrees in my room, which means they lose probably in that 10 to 20% range of their capacity to store electrical energy. But I don't really care because I don't let my battery health to be filled less than 80%. Once in a while it does, but I try to turn on my generator when it gets below 80% or at 80%. So I keep my energy capacity strong. My batteries will perform better in the warm temperatures, but again, have a shorter shelf life, okay, in cooler temperatures. And it's kind of a good trade-off. You got to decide what appliances you're going to use, how rugged you want to live. Everybody does it different. I've been to 200 off-grid homes, and I'm being conservative with that number, before, during, and after I lived off-grid. Everybody does it different. They do it according to their skill sets, their ability and willingness to live rugged, their capital resources. Everybody does it different. So now there couldn't be exceptions in cold weather. If you're below 32 degrees, which happens, if they're deeply discharged and the electrolyte becomes mostly water and then it could freeze, breaking the casings and the plates. So you want to try to make sure that your batteries are full, have full storage capacity when it gets really cold, maybe even bring in a heater into that room, okay? A battery bank needs to get as close to full charge every 7 to 8 days when you're talking about these lead-acid batteries. So you can go a few days without having them be charged if you have cloudy days, which happens in winter here in Montana, especially for all northern climates and higher elevations. So I recommend that a battery temperature sensor option be installed on your inverter. It's just a simple thing, connects to your battery, connects to your inverter. It's basically a sensor that sits between the batteries while the port's plugged into your inverter. And that sensor will extend battery life a little bit by preventing overcharging in warm temperatures and undercharging in cold temperatures. Now, you don't have to do all the things, have all these different little systems. You can also buy an Outback system, Outback. And this has all the tools I just mentioned basically combined. So there's different ways. In the 13 years since I've been off-grid, there's been so many new innovations. I can see I'm running out of time. I have one more segment left, folks. I'll try to give as much information during that last segment.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Get well soon from your horseback riding accident. I want to thank Jason again for engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. I want to thank Vince Finelli for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. So I'm going to go back to my tools again regarding what I use. I was talking about, I want to be a little more specific regarding how I try not to get below 80% of full at any time in my battery bank. And it just takes a little diligence and a little easy math to keep my shelf life strong on my batteries. So I'll take my 675 amp hours, which I told you how I get to that conclusion, of my system, and I multiply that times 0.20 because I don't want to get below 80%. That gives me a total of 135 amps. So I have a trimetric, which counts up from 0, so I try not to go over 135 amps during that 7 or 8 day period. It's not that difficult. And the trimeter is a great tool because it has automated readings like how many days since I fully charged the batteries, how many days since they were equalized, minimum and maximum battery voltage. It can reset my trimeter battery system for different settings. Like, for example, I like to keep when I, during that winter period, 8 months of the year, I don't even pay attention. But during the winter period, I do my charge set points for at my voltage at 29.6, and I do my amps at 13. So the voltage has to go up to 29.6 or higher, and my amperage, which declines, has to get below 13%. Okay, that's my charge set points for the winter. Okay, and then I also have a solar controller. Pardon me, giving all this information, folks, I want to give you as much information as possible so you can do your own reading and research and have a base. A solar controller is really important because the purpose of the solar controller is so that I can charge my batteries from the sun and at the same time prevent batteries from overcharging. I can even equalize my battery bank, which means when I say equalize, so I can get to 30 volts over a certain period of a few hours. And that kind of cooks my batteries, which is necessary every 1 to 3 months, depending on who you talk to and what you read. I also have an inverter charger. Okay, it's one machine together. Okay, it's a tool that converts my AC power when I'm using my AC generator, and it goes through the inverter charger and stores it as DC power in my batteries. So if I want that stored DC power to go into my cabin, it goes through the inverter charger and back into my cabin, so I can transfer and invert it from AC to DC depending on the situation. The inverter also is a built-in charger, and it has a three-stage charging process, and I can go into that for about 10 minutes. I don't have the time. So you need to be aware that this is a tool. All these are tools that have multiple sources, multiple benefits, and that's where, again, your reading and research comes in. I also have a DC disconnect and an overcurrent protection in its simplest definition, and basically it isolates the batteries and protects the solar controller. So fuses and other disconnects must be sized to protect the wiring system. And National Electric Code gives you all that information. And I also have a generator. Now, I use a 7,000-watt generator that has a 240-volt hookup. I don't have it all in my cabin. I just have 120. I did not feel the need to wire my cabin for a 240, especially when I have a generator that's that big. I didn't need a 7,000-watt generator. It was on sale. I bought it, and I could probably get away with much less. And it all depends, again, on how you want to live. So I just don't feel the need to go with a big generator. I have one, but if I ever bought a new one, I'd probably downsize it big time. And people ask me, well, do you have a propane generator? Do you have a diesel generator? Do you use this? I don't. The reason why I use gas is because it's readily accessible, and I use non-ethanol fuel, which is the best premium gas grade you can get, and I use it for all my tools, and that's why I chose gas, because I wanted to have one fuel that fits all. But that's just me. You got to do it your way. So, you know, my generator's gasoline, my chainsaw, my wood splitter, my UTV, which is basically a side-by-side ATV, my pickup truck. So I can use gas for everything, for all my major tools for survival. And, of course, there's solar. Of course, there's hydro. Hydro is probably the best. But you got to have permits. You got to have a certain amount of water flow at a certain distance and a certain fall. So you, again, have to look into all this stuff. Now, just remember that the majority of the middle-class Americans spend their disposable income on food, energy, and entertainment and recreation. It's time to tweak those a little bit. We have to start thinking outside the box. I talked about the soaring home prices because there's so many articles of that these days and all the variables that revolve around it. The reason why home prices are soaring is because people are leaving urban, suburban America. And I get it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.